Cotter.
Yeah.
Over here.
Where?
Right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How are you, sir?
How are you?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was asking you on Thursday about his right hand.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what you told me?
I said his right hand would get him into trouble. It's the shot I predicted. I said he'd overload on his right hand. I said I'd slip. I said I'd bang the left hook. And that's what happened.
Word for word, you said, I felt when we stared down, I felt his right hand was twitching, which was a subtle tell for me. He is ready to unload that right hand, and I feel that could be a downfall for him. If he lets that right hand go, I will not be there. I simply enter the way I enter, and that is enough. They either overextend or they shrink away, but either way, it is not good for them. I will create traps and dead space inside that octagon, and I will walk him into that dead space, but all of a sudden, he will be in danger. How do you do that? How do you predict these
things? If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So I see these shots, I see these sequences, and I don't shy away from them. A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. You truly believe in it. If you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction, and it will become reality.